Let's do the birthday scam. We called Ingrid, who is a female firefighter, and we call and I'll see if she knows anything about fire safety. I'm going to be a guy in a maintenance man in an apartment building checking on her smoke detector.
Hello?
Ingrid, hi. This is Billy. I'm the maintenance man for the apartment complex.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Sorry to bother you, but I like to check and make sure people's smoke detectors are up and working and everything's up to snuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yours are not.
Oh, really?
Did you notice that?
No, I hadn't.
And it's not a big thing, but I don't know if you know how dangerous that is.
Yes, I do, because actually, embarrassingly enough, I work for the fire department.
Well, then, don't you realize how important that is?
Yeah, I know.
It's critical because especially in an apartment situation.
Yeah, I know.
You're
I
not
know.
Affecting just your personal place and safety,
nope.
But those of everybody in the building.
Do you have batteries for it, or do I need to go get batteries?
I'll be glad to bring some by for you.
No, I can go get some.
Here's something you may or may not know. It's not really the fire that kills people.
Yeah, I know. I work for the fire department.
It's the smoke.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
A lot of people die in their sleep because of smoke inhalation.
Okay, well, I'll go replace it today.
I can't understand how you would let what seems like an innocent little thing happen and endanger the entire apartment building.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and replace it. Thanks.
All right, here's another little tip for you, too, you should keep in mind.
What's that?
If a fire does happen to break out in your apartment, it's important for you to get down low and crawl to safety. I may have insulted her. Surely wasn't the intention.
Hello?
You know, I'm sorry. I think I may have made you mad, and that was not my intention when I was talking to you about your smoke detector.
Actually, it is working.
I just figured, because you said you were a firefighter,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if you, because you're a woman, I didn't know if you were a firefighter or if you were a receptionist there, or, and they let you really fight fires and put out real fires and everything? What if I were, like, trapped up in an apartment or something and you had to carry me down the ladder? You wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I could, as a matter of fact.
You're a big woman?
Strong, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big man?
What do you mean by that?
Big, as in size?
Mm-hmm. In every way, baby. Would you like to find out?
Excuse me?
Are you talking about my fire pole? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this, really?
If you were on fire, I would put you out with my tongue.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Ingrid?
Yes?
This is Dean and Raj calling.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday.
Let's see. Linda wanted us to call and wish you...
Oh, God. Linda, my sister.
So you went and checked your smoke detector.
Well, that's good.